Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm trying to start the music here, but for some reason it doesn't seem to work.
We the voices.
There we go.
We the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E'ala'e.
Well, aloha, everyone. That was sort of a funny, a different start. I won't say funny, but it was just sometimes with this blog talk thing, is it like I clicked a little button to play the intro music, and it just kept circling around and circling around and circling around. So anyway, so I tried the other intro music, which is Kaulana Napua. But anyway, everything's working out. Maybe that's the whole deal right here. I entitled this one End Game, anyone? Because I really felt that we were entering a time that appears to be, I just feel that this is what might be called in chess, would be called the end game. We're starting cleaning the thing up, all the pieces have been played and set in a position, and now it's all been set up for the end game. We're talking about planetary here. Possible we're talking about cosmically and all that kind of thing too. It is kind of a deal where it just sort of hit me today that this is what's going on. And I just put a post up, which was had a video from Bixware, and I normally don't watch Bixware videos, but this one just felt like it wanted to be listened to by me. I will tell you that one of the things I do not necessarily align with are the, some of the things that, as far as preparing for the end times, this is not about the end of the world. It's just about preparing for a transition time. And I know Bix talks a little bit about that. And so I'm not really into that. Any kind of fear. This is not a fear mode. There's always times in our lives when we go through transitions. And for me, it's very important to, at least for my own self, it's important to kind of allow the transition to happen. And so, to allow the transition to happen, and then there's sort of an ending. There might be an ending game for the prior part. So, the prior phase has to end. And I know that for myself, there's a lot of things that have been going on within the last, just the last few weeks. But there, in the last few years, definitely there have been sort of phases where I had to... when I made the journey in 2013 to the United States and Canada to Turtle Island, it was a very clear, there was a point where I knew I would be going. And so a little bit at a time, I started preparing the things, sending things away or clearing things out and cleaning things out. And then there was sort of like this end game where that was part of the end game, but then there was this whole thing about, okay, do this, do this, do this. And it had to be with ending that phase. Pardon me. We are now, I do sense very strongly after watching the video, and I'll put the link up to the videos that I watched. Even if you just listen to the first few minutes of it, the first 5-10 minutes, it's like, this is it. This is it. I mean, as far as the U.S. goes, the USA, the U.S. Republic, the U.S. thing, the old thing has to be cleared out. The corporation has to be cleared out. And I, you know, it could be that we've been in this for a little bit longer than just starting from now. But to me, this is a very important message from this Bixware video. So a lot of people aren't going to see it the same way, and I don't care if you do or not. It doesn't matter to me. It's going to happen no matter who's in the presidential appointment seat. It would happen no matter who is there. But the end game, it feels like it's the time has started. All I can tell you is this is what I'm sensing. This is what I've been sensing. Especially for the last hour, the last couple of hours since I saw that video. And all I can say is I never watch these. I almost never watch a Bix a video. So I saw this short one, then I saw a slightly longer one, and everything just started falling into place. So the gist of it is that when I realized that, okay, first of all, yes, there was this thing where Comey was fired. And then as a result of the video, I checked it out actually the same day. Now, I don't know if it was timed for this or not. I'm not into that, figuring out all the details. But I did check, and I found a couple links that, yes, Sergey Lavrov, and there's another guy, what's his name? Oh, anyway, it's another kind of important Russia fellow person who I forgot what his name is, foreign ministry people and blah, 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 blah. So whatever that is, that was very important. Then, a variety of the media is making a whole big deal out of it and how terrible this is and how terrible. And a lot of people who I will say mostly appear to be on the Democrat side. I'm sure there's some on the other, you know, Republican side and all this kind of stuff, but they're kind of all freaked out because that Comey was fired. And when, you know, just in late last year, they were all for Comey being fired, but now they're all pissed off. A lot of them are pissed off, upset, seemingly upset that Russia is, or that Comey was fired. So it's like, you know, it's just, they're playing this game, but I could tell from watching a couple of them, it's almost like they're almost ready to explode or something. And it's not their human self. It's like this computer, almost something. It's like a computer that is given mixed signals and it just crashes, and they're ready to crash. And they know, it's like this Comey thing, the firing has triggered the next phase. It's just triggered it. So we had Comey being fired. Yes, this is the day before, whatever this is. This is on the 9th. And then on the 10th, which is technically yesterday, we're at 1 o'clock a.m. In the morning on Hawaii. Then yesterday, Lavrov and the other guy had a meeting with Trump. And then after that, there was a meeting of Trump with Kissinger. And according to Bixware, and of course, who's going to know these things except the two that were in the meeting, that it was according to what Bix was saying, and it kind of hits home, that Kissinger, being one of the key members of the cabal, of the group trying to maintain the old order, is kind of given marching orders. You either do this or this is going to happen. So it could have to do with a lot of things. Could have to do with takedown of the Federal Reserve. It could have to do with just all of these folks who have been holding this up. I'm not saying that they're being asked to fess up, confess to what they've done or things like that. But I do sense that it is definitely, well, let's put it this way. We'll see what happens. And I think the BIX was kind of implying that it could be, you know, I've heard these things come up before that perhaps through September, starting in September, we'll see major, major movements. I don't know. Could be we'll start it seeing them now. A lot of people are going to be may very well be shocked. And if you're holding on to the old, I can tell you, doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to do political or anything like that. And I know if we're holding on to the old things, if you're holding on to the old things, anything, whether it's a thing, an idea, a relationship, if you're holding on to something that needs to be released, it will be brought to your attention. Just as one week ago, a little over a week ago, I stepped on a one-inch tack because it was a reminder, a strong message, let go of the thing you've been hanging on to. So I don't intend to have any more tacks going into my foot for the rest of my planetary existence, you know. So, but that whole thing was a very clear message to let go. Let go. And I'm going to capitalize it here as I'm saying this. So, you know, the message is that we must let go of the old paradigms, all of them. And that includes behaving in a certain way or whatever it happens to be. I'm not saying you have to do anything different, but to me, that's a clear message. Very, very clear message. You know, things are falling apart. The old system is falling apart. And, you know, with the Schumann resonance being so high, you know, the cosmic harmonics, the cosmic vibrations, I don't know what to call it, but the whole cosmic essence is rising. The whole cosmic frequency is rising, and this planet must be aligned with it, must come into alignment with it. And those who are not able to, I guarantee, will be taken off to a planet or to a situation where a vibration that they align with. And if it's the kind of thing where they got to be in conflict with everybody or, you know, continue holding on to certain ideas, old ideas that don't work anymore in this new energy, then they will be taken off. They will be taken. I don't know how all this stuff is supposed to work. Do they go to another plane of existence, or do they go to another planet of existence? Pardon me. Sorry for that pause. I just had to sneeze. And there, I just hit the mic. So we're doing the best we can here at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:14 in the morning. So it's an amazing, amazing time to be here and to be aligned with where we need to go. I'm not saying you have to like Trump. Absolutely not. Donald Trump is just part of the whole picture. It's our consciousness. You know, it's only a part of the whole process. And if he weren't here, someone else would be doing it. But he's a perfect one to do it. And I've known this ever since before the election, shortly before the election. It was very clear to me that that was why he was coming in. And I know a lot of people left my, you know, some people left my Facebook, some people left the following the blog, and that's perfectly 100% okay. I'm not judging anybody's position on that, okay? And I'm not going to talk about it. I will not talk about it. You want to talk about it with me, then and argue and argue and argue. No, I will take leave of that. I'm not going to be a part of that. The important part is that he's a part of the picture. It's someone who can do the job. Is he willing to do the job? It appears now, and I have a sense, I have a feeling that we will see very clearly that this is what he's here for. So watch what happens. There's many things that are being taken down, old systems being taken down. Old departments are going to be dissolved. The structure of the country is going to be returned to what it originally was intended to be, a confederation of independent states or independent groups who are come together to form a sovereign entity. They're individually sovereign, just like we are individually sovereign individuals. And that's why I like to play ALA. You know, it's AI, sovereignty, individual sovereignty, followed by, you know, with a group connected together of individuals, individuals, sovereign individuals, which are, we come together to do things that we can't do individually. And that, to me, is what the Republic originally was a confederation of states that come together. And yes, we say, okay, we're going to have something called a, you know, some type of a military, some type of a organizations that can help everybody, all the states. But as far as administering these things, it will be the states, the individuals that will, individual states that will administer whatever is to be done. So, and I, you know, personally, I don't need any kind of a government to tell me what to do, you know. But this is just one step. This is just one step. You know, it's just, this is only one step of the process. So I'm typing that out right now. I want to be sure I get that in there. This is only one step of the process of ascension. So, you know, we're getting there. And it doesn't, you know, the more that we, I know that individually, the more we hang on, the more painful it can be. It can feel like just all this stuff. So I'm kind of going off a little bit here, but I do want to be sure everyone knows that this is only my sense of the whole process. So it's very likely details I might not know, and honestly, I don't care. I've known for the last couple of years that Russia is on our side. I have known it that not on our side, but on the side of the planet, thanks to Lotta Ray, thanks to everyone else that has written about this. But, you know, this whole process, Russia is the great balancer, definitely the great balancer for the planet. And to me, it just occurred at one point that you're just hearing a bunch of corporate bullshit from the USA corporation. So-called State Department, so-called this department, that department, but they all stand up there and they never answer a question. They never give you an honest answer. And then you've got the media who continually say all their things that are just parroting what the government is trying to do. You know, they're just giving all these things that don't really tell you the full picture. And so the whole process has been, you know, people waking up to see that that's what's really going on. So that as we wake up and we understand that the media is a part of the corporation, the grand corporation, not just the USA corporation. There's the City of London Corporation. Of course, there's District of Columbia Corporation. But the United States Corporation, but then there are other governments that are corporations. And all these things, that are combined together with the media to form this great conglomerate that is trying to keep us asleep so that this can happen and that can happen. But we're all waking up, and we've all waked up. And when I see these things happen, and I see them, you know, video snips of, you know, either Secretary of State saying this or Victoria Nuland, you know, scheming and planning, you know, to, okay, well, Yats is our guy, and we're going to do this in Ukraine. We're going to help these people, which is a bunch of bullshit. You know, you're helping them to become a chaotic state. And it's all focused on Russia, all focused on getting Russia to become the devil, and to making Russia into the devil, all this kind of stuff. So there's so many of these pictures that have been going on, and so many of these things that fortunately we've had some journalists with character, his name was Matt. Anyway, the guy who always would call out these State Department talking heads and things like that. So all this stuff now is really truly being called out. That's why I aligned with the messenger, if you want to call him that, not my God or not my, I don't want to live like he does, but Donald Trump. And this, whether it's Donald Trump or someone else, he has the task. He came in and I knew it. He has a task to get the job done. So, you know, you can lash out however you want, but I can tell you, we're going to start seeing some things happen right now, very soon. And I don't know what that means. You know, it's not about keeping the EPA and the you know, department, FDA and all these departments running smoothly and protecting us. And I'm being very sarcastic here because they are not protecting anyone. They are not here for us. They are here for the corporation, including education, including environment, and all these things, so-called, you know, oh, helping the environment or helping education, helping children, and definitely there are going to be good people, you know, people, positive people working for these organizations, but that's not the point. The point is the organizations are set up to support the corporation. And this is the end game, baby. This is the end game. And it started. So all I can tell you is that you are in, we're all in for a continuing great show. It's been a great show already, even since before November. I mean, it was a great show already. There was a lot of things going on. And seeing this thing take shape and the process everything's going through, people freaking out. I freaked out. You know, there's part of me that has things that have been, oh my gosh, this is going on, but I realize that there are things within me that need to be released, that I'm being waked up to, and it's just an amazing time to be here. So all I can say is I'm not putting any investment in anything that anybody does, including Trump or the people around him. I mean, it seems like it's a bunch of guys, you know, a bunch of oil guys. But these are people, and a lot of military people, a lot of military guys. But they're not all guys. That's not the point. The point is there's a certain group that has come together that is here to play this end game out and to take down the corporation, to confront the deep state, confront the corporation, and to start the process of dismantling this whole thing. And there's going to be a lot of people that are pissed off. There's going to be a lot of people that feel that their rights are being stepped on. And honestly, I can tell you, that's bullshit. You know, the sovereignty of the individual, of this particular government, the return of a governing entity which now recognizes the sovereignty of individual states, and those states recognizing the sovereignty of the individuals that make up those states. Everybody who's not in alignment with that is going to be taken out. Anybody who's not in alignment with a higher vibration is taking, they're going to be taken out because they're taking themselves out. They are going to be taken out. So this is going to be a more and more and more fun ride if you're willing to separate from having it to be this way, having it to be that way. If we're in alignment with those energies, those higher energies, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch and to be a part of. So one thing at a time, one step at a time, it's getting done. So I'll tell you what, I would like to play Brother Iz's longer version of ALA, but I don't have that uploaded, so I'm going to play the longer version of Kaulana Napua, which is being, you know, is the one where, anyway, it's another one I like. So it's a great one. I got some notes about it still in the notes, and we'll talk later. Aloha, hui ho, until we meet again as the end game is going on, baby.
Kapuana, kapuana.